Welcome back to the Christmas episode.
Jingle bells, everybody.
Exactly hear right. The jingle jangle of Father Christmas's sleigh as we speak. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Oh, oh, oh.
These sound effects, man. The budget's gone up.
No expense spared. No expense spared.
Oh my goodness. So good to see you all in your winter jumpers.
Yes.
Yeah, it is freezing cold in London right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys are dealing with it.
Not dealing with it. I'm just drying on a regular basis. Even in the house, like my family home is actually, it's cold at the best at times, but now like, so I was having my lunch and I could see my breath coming out of my mouth. And I'm indoors.
What, inside the house?
Yeah, we are trying to cut back. So sacrifices have to be made.
Do you have a roof or?
All right, guys, I live in a barn. Yeah. My neighbors are fellow barnyard animals. Just getting on with it. But yeah, how about you guys? How are you dealing with it?
Yeah, pretty good. I've had those comical slips on the ice where your legs just seem to go round and round and round and round and round, then you somehow catch yourself about it every morning.
But no full pratfall.
No, the closest one.
People laughing at you and pointing.
I mean, they probably were laughing and pointing, but not because I fell over, just as I'm strolling on by.
That's just an average Tuesday for you.
Oh, my God.
Very excited for this Christmas special, guys.
Yes.
I'm glad we could all get back together for this.
Mm-hmm. I know, because we all live such hectic, manic lifestyles. We have calls from Spielberg, Vidal Sassoon. He's dead now. I don't know why I said him. But, you know, we're getting calls from... like
the hairdresser.
Yeah, so exactly.
Don't know why he's calling.
From the dead, you know, which is quite impressive. So we're popular. I managed to squeeze you guys in. So you're welcome.
Thanks, Greg.
We appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Yeah, but very excited to hear this week's episode. What is this special episode all about, Adrian?
Do you want me to read the blurb? Was that the...
Yeah, go on.
Do you want me to read the blurb? I'll do it. Okay, let's hear the blurb.
When Sadie and Max are selected as contestants on the famed reality singing show Star Makers special festive season, Sadie thinks she's finally gotten her big break, and Max sees a chance to step out of his megastar father's shadow. But then they're paired up for the duet week and stun the world with their onstage chemistry. With fans going wild for hashtag Saxy, the judges demand they remain a duo on and off stage or exit the competition. Faking a relationship shouldn't be too hard, except for one small problem. Sadie and Max can't stand each other.
Oh, my God.
Ho, ho, ho.
Reeks of Christmas.
It does.
I'm getting Love Actually vibes here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? I'm getting About the Boy, which isn't very Christmassy. Well, but maybe that's just because he's got a mega star father.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant was in both, so that makes sense.
Ah, okay, good. So maybe it's just Hugh Grant we're all getting out of this.
Amazing. So we have Sadie and Max, and I didn't know they don't know each other before the competition. So I just want to get this clear in my head before we start.
Yeah.
And the show's called Star Makers. And it's their festive season, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. The festives. Does that mean they have a whole Christmas themed season of Star Makers?
Oh yes, and it gets probably really annoying really quick.
And then they get paired up, the two of them, for duet week.
Yes.
And they seem to have on-stage chemistry, but not so much off-stage.
Ooh, no.
Is that fair to say?
I think very fair to say, yes.
It sounds like it.
Cool. Are we ready to make this into a story then?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do it.
Alrighty.
Let's go.
Sadie was cleaning the bogs at the Wetherspoons, dreaming of a life that she knows she can never have. As she was plunging one of the cubicles after someone had voided their bowels violently in the toilet, she started humming a song. that hum then turned into her singing a version of Whitney Houston's I Think Children Are the Future. All of a sudden, her manager comes into the toilet.
Sadie. Sadie?
Yes, what? Sorry, I was just, I'm just cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, I can smell it from out here. Bloody hell, you wouldn't believe who's just walked in.
What?
It's Michael McCain from Star Makers.
I don't know why you're talking to me about it. Yes, I sing, but you know what? I'm a cleaner. My mum was a cleaner. My nan was a cleaner. My great-grandmother was a cleaner. My great-great-grandmother was a cleaner. You get the picture. I'm just busy cleaning shit in the toilet.
Sadie, Sadie. You know, we all sing about you when you go home. Sadie, Sadie, the cleaning lady. Yes, okay? But I think you got something. I think you've got what it takes.
Sadie, Sadie, Sadie. Oh, my God. Sadie, you have to come with me right now. Okay, drop that plunger. We are going into the main room, okay? You know who's here, don't you?
There's, I've still got the other five stalls to do. They're clogged up to buggery. I can't.
I know, and it's just bad luck that it was Indian night yesterday. But we really, really need to go out into the main room right now. Michael McCain is here.
I know. Lance was talking about it. Do you guys think I really have a chance?
Sadie, you do. But Tinker Tuesdays didn't help you, right? So get plunging. I'll stall him, but you unclog these last five.
Yeah, they do need to get done. They do need to get done. Okay, but then, yeah, just stall him and I'll be right back out. Thanks, guys. I just want to say thank you for believing in me. It really means a lot and I'll do you proud. The other side of town, Max just walks into his father's mansion. He's walked home because he's crashed his latest Ferrari. He feels lifeless, directionless, listless. He sits in front of his new massive plasma screen TV and his dad walks into the living room.
Oh, you're still here, are you?
Hello, Papa.
Isn't it about time that you found your own place, Max?
Oh, Papa, it's not the day to talk to me about this. I've just written off the new Ferrari F9 million. Oh, God.
Not another one, Max. I keep buying these for you and you keep crashing them.
Do you know boys and toys?
Since you're here, maybe you can do me a favour.
Oh, today, Papa, really? Must I?
You know my old pal, Michael McCain?
I know the name.
He's a producer for that horrible reality show, Star Searching... For the stars.
Star Makers?
Yes, that's it. That's
you're
it.
Not talking about... Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes.
Well, they need more talent. They've run out of good people over there. So I said I'd see if you could maybe jump in. I mean, I owe him one and, well, you owe me several. So I thought maybe you could do this for me.
Well, I mean, I'd be highly embarrassed. I've never sang in front of anyone before. But I don't have anything else going on, basically. So, okay, yes, I think I can do it. I think I can do it well.
Well, you will mention my name, of course.
Of course, of course. And hopefully that opens a few more doors and sees me straight through to the finals.
Yes, that's the only way any doors will open for you, my boy. But go along and I'll have a chat to Michael and see if we can't hurry things along for you.
Well, that would be great. I'll start singing right away.
Great. Well, the audition's tomorrow, so chop chop.
Max buries himself into his bedroom, hires the most expensive singing vocal coach in town. Whitney Houston's flown over.
From the dead.
She's still got the pipes, though. And he spends the next 24 hours in there before the auditions.
Sadie's standing in line for the Star Maker auditions. held in Piccadilly Circus, of all places. Ahead of her in line, she sees someone she thinks she recognises.
Excuse me, are you Max?
Yes. Hi. Hi, I'm sorry, I don't recognise you.
No, I thought you were... I used to clean your house a couple of years ago, and then your dad fired us all, basically.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, yeah. Your name escapes me.
It's Sadie. It's Sadie. I'm surprised. I didn't think I would see you here in this queue, outside the curiosities shop and Piccadilly Circus. The one that's got the giant person.
Oh, yes.
The world's largest chewing gum.
Ripley's, believe it or not. Yes.
Ripley's.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Got there in the end.
Yes.
We got there in the end.
I mean, I suppose you're here for the same thing, but yeah, my dad got me an audition and.
Right.
I didn't even know about Star Maker's Christmas special, but hey ho, here I am.
So your dad's got you the audition. Hmm.
And you, I suppose you're here to sing.
Yeah, it's going to be my dream. I've always wanted to sing, but, you know, cleaning's always held me back. It's my two loves. It's either the cleaning or singing.
Okay, the next 20 people, please. 20 people. We're going to cut off right after you. Yes, yes, yes. Come on.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Okay. My name's Sadie McGovern. I love to sing and I love to clean.
Great. Here's your number and you'll get to meet the judges in about 30 minutes. So just have a seat.
Do you want any cleaning done while I'm here? I'm a dab hand. I mean, I noticed this floor needs polishing. It's lost all its sheen.
Right. Okay. We're looking for people with passion for singing, you realise?
Oh, but... I can sing. I'm Max, can you not cough? I'm trying to explain that I can clean the floors. You're being actually quite rude.
Sorry, I'm just getting my voice nice and clear.
It's not all about you, Max, okay? Oh. It's about everyone here trying to get a chance. You've had a chance already. I don't even understand why you're here.
I've had a chance? How have I had a chance, Sadie?
Not having to struggle for everything, having all the money in the world, the best education possible. I remember one time you burnt down the house and you just bought a new house and it was absolutely fine. No one batted an eyelid. That's insane.
Well, I'll have you know, Papa grounded me for 2 weeks for that burning down the house, okay?
You know what? I think you're just living in your dad's shadow and you've just become lazy, okay? Just because your dad earned all that money on the... On Robot Wars. That's how he made his millions. And you think...
Yeah, and he made that robot, okay? Like, a lot of technology was in that robot, yeah?
Yeah, but that's what your dad did. You didn't do anything. Just stay away from me. Just stay away from me for the whole competition. I don't want to hear you or be near you, okay? I tried to be nice, but you're just being a dick. Sorry.
You know what? You know what, Sadie? When you go out on week one, I'm going to message Papa and get him to come around. After we've had fajita Fridays,
please continue. What and
I'm going to block this.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say, but go on. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I'm going to back up for the next couple of days at fajita Fridays, and you'll be coming in on Saturday morning, right after I've had my morning coffee.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we, Maxine?
Maxine Jampers?
Oh, sorry. Yes, hello.
Oh, good. You're here. Yes, you can go straight into the judges, actually.
What?
Thank you very much.
Why?
Why, Sadie?
No. Why is he going straight through?
Don't worry about that.
I will worry about it. I will. Sorry, I'm finding my voice. I will worry about it. This isn't right.
Well, you seem like you have a spicy personality.
I do when there's injustice and dirty cleaning everywhere. I am.
I tell you what, I like that. I like that in a contestant. That makes for good TV, that does.
Not Christmas TV, though. Think about it. Think about the audience, family. We don't need disruptions around here.
Max?
I thought you were in with the judges already.
Well, I was told to stop.
You pop back out.
I was... Somebody didn't want me to go through, so I went a few steps and I listened into the conversation. Am I going through or not?
Look, the two of you go in together.
This will be fun.
Yeah, this will be a right laugh. Come on then. As long as it gets me through the door. Just don't talk to me, okay? Before and after. Hi there. My name's Sadie. You're a legend, sir. I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, that's quite all right. Now, what are you going to sing for us, darling?
Well, apparently we're me and this man here. We're going to be singing together, apparently.
Oh yeah, I recognise you. You're Max, aren't you?
Hello,
Max Danvers.
That's it. Hi.
Your dad and that robot. I tell you, I was so impressed when I saw him on Robot Wars, and I said that man is going to be a millionaire.
Oh, and we've been eternally grateful. So thank you so much.
Such bullshit.
So what's happening here? You doing a duet?
Yeah, we are.
I think so.
All right, we're all ears.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. We like to sing together. He takes the low parts, I take the high parts. And together we shall be in
Oh my goodness, yeah. That was incredible. Your voices together, it's just magic. I tell you what, you two are going straight through.
Oh my god, thank you so much. This is incredible. You're going to change my life so much. And if there's any cleaning you need doing around here, I'm happy to do it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I don't know about the rest of you here on the panel, but I think we should do week one, duet week.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Oh, I bloody love it, yes. Mate. Yeah, bloody hell, stick them together.
All right, settled then.
We cut to the final. Saxy, as they've been known, have rocketed their way through the competition. They've been on the front pages of all the tabloids with their exploits and their will-they-won't-they relationship. It's been a roller coaster of emotions and musical wonderment. But tonight is the final. They are up against a fat man from Wales who wants to be an opera singer. It's a tough one. They are obviously the favourites, but people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We go to their dressing room.
That's 5 minutes, you guys. 5 minutes.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. Do not spoil this to me. We could win this, you know.
Oh, Sadie, this is not my dream. I don't care anymore. I know it's Christmas Eve and show goes out live at 6 p.m. and it's Saturday and everyone's going to be watching and I just don't care.
That's your problem.
Comes to the final and I almost want Fat Man from Wales to win.
Max, it's Christmas. Don't you believe that something good can come out of this?
Something good has never come out for me at Christmas, Sadie. Yeah, on the outside, my life seems amazing. Super cool cars and money and houses. If you burn one down, buy another one. Yeah, I get it. I've never had a family. My dad and I have never had a job together. We've never plunged a toilet together like you and your mom. We don't have that relationship. So Christmas, for me, has never been fun.
Knock, knock. Oh, this is where you're hanging out. Well, this little hole in the wall doesn't look much like a dressing room to me.
Papa, hi. Yeah. Hey, you don't remember Sadie, do you? She used to clean the first house.
Sadie. Oh, yes. Wonderful. I do remember we had quite a lot of food that one time at Thanksgiving with all our American friends. And Well, the day after was no picnic for the cleaning staff, I'll tell you that.
You obliterated that toilet. We had to get rid of it and just start again.
Anyway, I just came down to say, break a leg or whatever they say in this business. Well, basically, don't embarrass me like you normally do, Max. Really. No more scandals. No more wrecked cars. No more late night partying of blowing vodka up your bum.
I remember watching that time when you blew vodka up your bum. It was disgusting. I didn't think a human could possibly do that, but...
The alcohol gets into the system much faster that way. I don't know why not many other people are doing it.
Anyway, Max's dad, I think you should leave him alone. It's not going to help his chances or my chances if we blow this opportunity. You're just getting in his head. Do you know what? You can fuck off.
Oh, my.
Well, that kind of language. I'm going to... Right, I will go speak to Michael. Max, you're coming with me. There's no way I will have you perform with this foul-mouthed, toilet-plunging...
Max, what are you going to do? We can still do this. We can still do this competition. You're going to do what your dad says, or you're going to actually do something with your life? Something on your own two feet?
You know what, Papa? I've enjoyed the money. I've enjoyed the cars. I've enjoyed the house. But you can take it all, and you can blow that up your ass. Because I'm going to win this competition. Me and Sadie are going to win this competition. And we're going to show the world what our true talents are.
The lights go down and the intro music to Star Makers, the final festive season final, is blaring out the speakers.
Right, Sadie.
Hey, Max. Just remember, even though I've told you that you're a disgusting human being and I even kicked you in the bollocks one time, I do think you're a good singer, okay? And I think even though we've not been really getting along, I have started having feelings for you.
I mean, the first part was really nice, and then you just made it all weird. and now I've got these other thoughts in my head. I didn't even... What song are we singing? I don't even know the lyrics anymore. Sadie, what have you done?
Just follow my lead. Like we did at the audition, just follow my lead. We'll improvise it.
You've gripped my hand.
And 3, 2...
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. What? I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Max?
Sadie, I'm so sorry. And hello, audience. I'm so sorry to stop right there. I know it's Christmas Eve and we're all wanting to find out who's the winner, but I have something bigger to share. Sadie, I...
Got a camera fire.
Sadie, I love you. And Merry fucking Christmas.
Max, I love you too. My accent's even changed for you. I started off really working class at the beginning of this, and now I'm, for some reason, I've just copied your accent. I don't know. That must be true love.
Sadie, all I want for Christmas is a kiss from you.
Yeah, come on, you big old slag.
Zach, see. Sexy.
Well, that's a 10 from me. I don't know what. I reckon they have won it outright. I don't want to hear the other one. What do you guys think?
I am pushing the gold button for these two. They're my favourite.
Merry Christmas, guys. You've won it. Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas.
The crowd goes wild and glitter cannons start firing off everywhere. Max and Sadie's lives are now changed for the better, and they are together. We see them after the show, once the press have finally got out their faces. So, Max, I imagine you don't know where you're going to be this Christmas, but I just want to say you're always welcome to come back to mine, because I've got you this. That's right. It's a spare plunger.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've only ever seen these on TV or the one that you would carry around with you. I love it. I mean, I have my own townhouse in Chelsea. I mean, you're welcome to come there.
We don't need that. All we need is a J.D. Weatherspoons.
Oh, my gosh. You've got a staff discount?
You know it.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
How more festive can you get? A redemption love story.
It's a classic rom-com premise, that, isn't yeah. it? Two people who can't stand each other, and then, you know, as time goes on,
they fall in love.
Love will find a way. Mm.
Love will find a way. Absolutely. And it was a great analogy between, voiding your bowels and reality TV, really. I think it was really actually quite cleverly done, actually. You know, it was making a statement.
If anyone wants to write an essay or
yeah, exactly.
do their dissertation on this episode, they're
what do you think, Adrian? How did you find it?
Look, I had a great time. I was trying to work in many more ways we could. Fajita Fridays and Ticket Tuesdays.
All the ways to clog a toilet.
Oh my lord.
But no, it did. Ooh. It sent me off to Christmas film land where I was just imagining that fun or being very festive. So
yeah.
I hope we did it for you in your ears wherever you're listening.
Shall we give this Christmassy story a title?
Yes, let's. All
the
plungers
make
Christmas
true.
All the plungers make Christmas true.
I would look at the blurb of that book. I'm not going to lie.
I'm drawn to a plunger. When everyone has said, like, I'm just like, if there's a plunger in the title, I'm going to read it, you know.
Let me flip that over. Exactly. The real title of the book, though, is All I Want for Christmas by Maggie Knopp.
No way. Ha! And we did the song. That's insane. Sorry, that's really good. Anyway, don't mind me. I got really excited about that.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie. That was great. I hope we did it justice.
I'm sure we did. And is that it? Is that it for this Christmas special, guys?
I think it is. That's it.
We've got Secret Santa to do, guys. Secret Santa. And
It's the blurb Christmas party as well, which I'm going to get hammered. Just warning you guys.
Me too.
We have to watch the toilet for tomorrow because I might be,
Bring your plungers.
On that note.
It has been another honour to sit here with you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully we'll catch you very soon.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can find more episodes of The Blurb wherever you get your podcast from. You can go to theblurbofficial.com and on Instagram at theblurbofficial. It's been a great afternoon. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Good tidings to you all.
Merry Christmas to you and to our listeners.
We'll see you soon.
Alrighty, see you soon.
Bye. Bye. It's the blurb.